Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
I guess that's our cue. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I'm just counting pages. 11 pages. In English, and the other 11 pages are in Spanish. And this is a credit card application from Home Depot, business credit brochure built to power business. That's half of it. The other side is in Spanish, the other equal number of pages. What's going on? What's going on? Why are these applications in English, or not applications, but brochures, half in English and half in Spanish? Why? Why? You know, when my parents came here from Italy, they spoke English. Because that's what we speak here in America, the United States of America, English. So they came around 1900, and they learned English. They forced themselves to use English in everyday conversations. They didn't speak Italian here in the United States. They spoke English. It was expected. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Jason's Engineering in Genesis Communications in Minnesota. Gwyneth, do you all speak Spanish in Australia as well? You know, just in case?
No. No. I think that makes sense for all the Spanish speakers out there.
It's outrageous. It's outrageous that corporations are doing this. It's outrageous that when you call a company, they say, press 1 for English, press 2 for Spanish. And when I went to high school, I had to take a language, you know, pick one. And everybody knew that French was the international language. So I took French. Nobody speaks French, right? Nobody, well, except the French. Speak Spanish. And pretty soon it's going to be Chinese here in the United States.
Yeah. There's, apparently there's, you know, there's a fellow, and he was on another radio broadcast that he'd come up covertly along the illegal immigrant highway that comes through the Turian Gap in Panama, and he said there's thousands and thousands of Chinese on the road heading for America. He said there's other nationalities as well there, Venezuelans and Guatemalans and all the rest of it. But he said the number of Chinese people that he saw with his own eyes recently, this is in the last few weeks that he was on the, I mean, he was there as a reporter. He was there undercover as an American. And he said if the cartels had got him, they would have killed him. That's for sure. But they didn't. And he was posing as, Spanish, but or Mexican or whatever. But he said there are thousands and thousands and thousands of Chinese. The Chinese have taken over whole towns in South America, in Panama and Mexico, and they've set up these towns as staging posts, importing Chinese people wholesale into the United States and most of them are military-aged men, Chinese men. So if anyone out there is wanting to consider learning a second language, I would go Spanish or Chinese.
Yeah, and if you go to...
absolutely ridiculous.
And if you go to Sam's Club in Springfield, Missouri, you're going to want to learn Russian, you know, so you can keep up with, you know, with your fellow shoppers. Seriously. That's what's happening.
Wow.
Yeah. Russian.
Isn't America kind of at war with Russia at the moment?
Well, that's what they've been saying. And pretty soon they'll be saying that we're at war with China. And pretty soon, you know, Gwyneth, I didn't want to say this, but there's some scuttlebutt running around right now that there was a war that was supposed to start this week, that the United States would be engaged in war, you know, real war. And, you know, I don't know if it's true. It's just scuttlebutt. But is it possible? Absolutely. Absolutely. With what's happening in Venezuela, what's happening in Ukraine, and Zelensky was here and he wanted, you know, Joe to give him some more bombs. So we are aiding and abetting the destruction of the planet. Ukraine/Russia, and Gaza. We have funded Israel, and they have blown Gaza to dust. And then Joe has just figured out, I mean, just made the news yesterday, Joe's thinking that maybe it's not such a good idea to blow up the planet. And he's walking back from this. This guy's unbelievable. He has no idea what he's doing. And yet, people are being killed. Innocent people are being killed. By the tens, hundreds, thousands, ten thousands, hundred thousands, and millions with his policies. And I'm talking about COVID jabs. I'm talking about mandatory COVID jabs. I'm talking about the bombing from the air. I'm talking about things as small as, you know, small bullets, like 5.56 bullets from rifles. It's unbelievable. And none of it is necessary. None of it. And yet, here we are, and people look at him like he's this, you know, kindly old guy. But keep in mind, he stole another guy's wife. I think there's something in the Bible about that. Thou shalt not covet another man's wife. Something like that. Isn't that in the Bible, Gwyneth?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the 10th commandment.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got to read all the way to number 10.
And that's commandment number 10.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not covet.
Yeah. And that's what he did. And so doing that, hey, I guess maybe that's one of the qualifications that's unwritten to be president of the United States. You know, corporate CEO, corporate USA. It's outrageous. It's also outrageous that his current wife is so greedy, in my opinion. By the way, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything that you hear on USA Prepares. Don't believe anything that you read in the media, see in the media, or hear in the media. Do your own research, make up your own mind. But, well, here's an interesting thing. There, Sports Illustrated, I believe it's Sports Illustrated, the magazine. They fired the CEO. I think that was Sports Illustrated. The news is getting so complicated, it's hard to figure out who's doing what. But this magazine literally fired their CEO because the CEO was involved in deception. What kind of deception? Well, they had some fictional writers. Maybe I should say it a different way. Writers that did not exist. Writers that had their personas made up by artificial intelligence and their faces made up by artificial intelligence, written and stories written by artificial intelligence. So this magazine, I believe it was Sports Illustrated. Now, if I can bring it back up, I will verify that. But this magazine was engaging in printing stories written by AI, by people that don't exist, you know, bylines, by people that don't exist, with made-up resumes. That's what's going on. And there's also reports of reviews, obviously being, you know, this product is great, written by AI. False reviews. It's unbelievable. Somebody said, actually a whole bunch of somebody said on a radio broadcast, don't believe anything. Gwyneth, I think we said that.
Yeah, we did. This whole AI thing is really, really something. Not in a good way. I've sort of been keeping an eye on the job market a little bit, you know, and what are the jobs that's been coming up over and over again is AI trainer. And I'm thinking that a lot of the stuff that is supposed to be AI is actually being written or reorganized by a human out there somewhere. So it might be that the human out there somewhere in the universe is writing on a particular topic and putting a particular essay on a particular topic into a vast database somewhere on the web, and then this topic at a particular time is just getting pulled up by the AI and published, so that the AI is like a sock puppet. But if there's a sock puppet, then there's going to be a puppeteer somewhere along the line. And it seems to me that that's what these AI programmers or trainers might be. They might actually just be the puppeteers of the AI sock puppet. And I don't quite know how it all works. And, you know, these AI programmers are getting paid quite a bit, but I don't think I would want to do that sort of work for a number of reasons, and one of the reasons is that you'd be, if it is just training the AI, you'd be training the AI to do what? To take over humanity? Wouldn't that be kind of like opening the city gates of Troy for a wooden horse? And I don't think I want to be that person. It's something that is absolutely going to crash almost all of the whole job market that is left, from what I'm hearing. In some industries, there's something like 75% of jobs are going to evaporate, which probably means closer to 90 or 100%. And that's across a vast range of industries. Does that make sense, Vincent? I would like your input after the ad.
Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, it was Sports Illustrated. It really was. And they fired the CEO because of AI-generated content. Can you imagine that?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, USA Prepares has a history of being right about so many things. And telling you, don't believe anything that you hear, see, or read in the media. It's just one of those things that we've been correct about. So there was an article December 13th. It's pretty recent, right? December 13th. That's today. Sports headlines, Daily Mail. It's also on many other websites. Quote, Sports Illustrated owner fires CEO Ross Levinson after AI scandal. End quote. Goes on to say, the owners of Sports Illustrated have fired CEO Ross Levinson after the outlet was accused of publishing AI-generated writing using headshots of fake authors and creating bogus profiles. The Arena Group Holdings, which owns the 79-year-old periodical, made the announcement after a board of directors meeting to improve the operational efficiency and revenue of the company. Continues saying that Levinson, 59 years old, has served as CEO and publisher of Sports Illustrated since 2019 and has run the Arena Group since 2020. He will be replaced by, I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name, who is the founder of and CEO of Innovation Ventures, LLC, best known for the five-hour energy drink. Continues to say that Levinson called the company positioned well for the future in a LinkedIn post announcing his departure. It's been an incredible ride. We've been able to grow the business substantially from tens of millions of users to more than 100 million and tens of millions of revenue to hundreds of millions. And it goes on to say that the Legacy magazine was called out for content, which allegedly was written by non-existent authors. Sports Illustrated said the work came from a third party who assured their articles were written by humans. An investigation conducted by a news outlet found that multiple authors with biography pages on Sports Illustrated website were fake, including made-up interests, hobbies, and even an AI-generated headshot. As well as authors, some of the writings on the website's review page were accused of sounding like it was written by an alien, with bizarre descriptions and formatting discrepancies. So here's one of the there's a piece about this guy who his name is Drew, his alleged name is Drew Oritz, O-R-I-T-Z. He's known as a product reviews team member. Or it's drewsreviews@gmail.com. It goes on to say about this guy, Drew likes to say that he grew up in the wild, which is partially true. He grew up in a farmhouse surrounded by woods, fields, and a creek. Drew has spent much of his life outdoors and is excited to guide you through his never-ending list of the best products to keep you from falling to the perils of nature. Nowadays, there's rarely a weekend goes by where Drew isn't out camping, hiking, or just back on his parents' farm. It says that this is a product, he's a product reviewer for all things outdoors, camping, backyard, games, hunting, and fishing. Drew Oritz, a person who does a persona that is fake. There is no guy at Sports Illustrated with that name. It's a guy. Then there's another gal, Asian looking gal. And her name is Sora Tanaka. Sora has always been a fitness guru and loves to try different foods and drinks. She is fond of varying her workouts and believes that everyone should participate in some sort of physical or mental activity at least three times a week. Fake, fake, fake. As reported in the media by the internet. Sports Illustrated, lying to you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. Several children at a Virginia elementary school ate gummy bears that authorities say were laced with fentanyl. Seven children needed medical attention. According to the school superintendent's office, they did confirm that that bag of gummy bears was brought from home by a student. An investigation is taking place. Massachusetts health officials warning that a hepatitis A outbreak has hit the state, resembling a similar outbreak that occurred several years ago. No deaths have been reported. House Speaker Mike Johnson claims that the White House is obstructing the inquiry into President Biden. The vote to authorize the investigation may take place as early as today. Meanwhile, the president has been critical of Benjamin Netanyahu's government in Israel, saying that Netanyahu opposes a two-state solution. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, actually, thank God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, the question is, why are we spending time on the Sports Illustrated fiasco? Well, because it is just a data point to show you that you can't believe anything. And I've got to tell you, there's so many reviews. Before I buy a product, I try to read reviews. And if you type in, like, let's say you're going to look at a generator, just off the top of my head, and you type in on your search engine, best generator. Okay? Well, there are websites that will appear to be reviewing generators. Because you're thinking, well, obviously, they wouldn't lie, right? And it's marketing. It is absolutely marketing. And if you know what you're looking at and you can actually understand English and the words they use, they are deceptive in many cases how they use words in order to convince you to buy a specific generator. And so the GDP looks at this and says, well, this is the best one. Honey, let's go buy this one. Because, well, obviously they wouldn't lie to us, right? This is a real review, right? Probably not. Probably not. And then if you look at the comments that are written about generators. He'll say, works great, delivered quickly, love it. They don't say that they have real problems. Every once in a while, you'll read that there's, you know, some problems. I don't read the top reviews. I want to know the guys that hate them. I want to know what they have to say about why they don't like them. And then I try to determine, is that true? I don't know what to believe. And also, class, there's a gentleman who goes to BitChute every day, and he listens and is a student at USA Prepares. And he hates it. He hates these thumbs down. He wants to know, why is it that when we, when our broadcast appears on Ron Gibson's channel on BitChute, that within minutes there are two or three or four thumbs down every single day? It's impossible to listen to a two-hour broadcast in two, 3, or 4 minutes. Impossible. So these guys dislike what we're doing so much that they give us a thumbs down. So some people who don't understand would say, boy, those guys at USA Prepares are a bunch of weirdos. Why would anybody listen to them? That's what's going on. It's disgusting. So what should happen to people who lie and misrepresent and cheat and rob and steal from the rest of us? What should happen to them? I'm thinking, well, maybe they should be hung. Yeah, in the public square. People who mislead other people, intentionally send them down the wrong path, cause them hardship. People who get behind the wheel and just mow down pedestrians or bicyclists for fun and then video it. What should happen to them? They should be arrested, tried, convicted, and hung in the public square. Yeah. Yeah, I'm serious. And what should happen to people who go into stores and just ransack the stores and clean it out? I'm talking about theft. Hang them in the public square. These are deliberate acts to cheat people. What should happen to politicians who don't honor their oath of office? Same thing. What should happen to politicians who say one thing and then on a campaign trail and then do the opposite when they get into office? Well, Supreme Court says they can lie. They have a right to lie. It's free speech. That's what the Supreme Court says. But then you have Clarence Thomas taking gifts and trips. Yeah. So you can't trust or believe anybody or anything. Gwyneth, those are my comments.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they get away with it. But I'll tell you who does stand a good chance of being drawn and quartered, and that is babies in their mother's wombs. And I'm going to say that again. The people who stand the greatest chance of being drawn and quartered in the world today are infants, little babies growing in their mother's wombs. 1 in 3 babies is aborted, and about 1 in 3 or 1 in 2 women walking around out there has had an abortion. That's a third to a half of women walking around out there in the public square has had an abortion, maybe several abortions. I know one woman had 12 abortions before, you know, and she was in her mid to late 30s. And this is from adolescence until she was in her mid to late 30s. And she became pregnant one last time. And she was going to go and have another abortion. And her sister spoke to her and said, listen, you, you are heading for menopause soon. spring chicken anymore. And if you don't have a baby now, probably you're never going to have one. And that's all she said. And this woman, who had had 12 abortions, ended up giving birth to a healthy baby boy. And I want to thank this lady for having this head-on talk with her sister, because she had been watching it happen for their entire life. She'd been watching it happen for their entire life. And, you know, she just sort of said she'd held her tongue probably for too long. But regarding the OnlyFans thing, there's another. Just hang on a moment. I've got to go and get my dogs. They're running around and barking outside. I think that one of them might. I will actually just say the OnlyFans thing. AI-generated OnlyFans accounts. There's another thing that's come out about OnlyFans accounts being AI bots. And they're so real that you can't tell that they are AI-generated. And that includes full body photographs. And the ones who are complaining about it are the harlots who are actually human beings, because they are being cut out of the market by the AI bots working on OnlyFans, which is a harlot's marketplace on the internet, a prostitution marketplace on the internet, and they are being shoved to one side by the AI bots. These photos, you can't tell that these photos are AI generated. I've only seen the ones that have clothes on, of course, and this was through a third-party site that was reporting it, and it was on YouTube, so there was no, you know, content that was not suitable for YouTube. But he said this is absolutely incredible, and the business model is that These women who work in that particular business on sites like OnlyFans, they don't usually work for themselves. Usually they have a manager or a John or a whoremonger. And the whoremongers are no longer advertising for human workers. They are exclusively going with AI-generated content, because the AI-generated content is, quote-unquote, easier to work with. So, meaning, doesn't have days off, shows up on time, will actually do what it's told, and so on and so forth. That the AI content has more of a work ethic than the human workers. And it's absolutely, you know, that's just another microcosm. That's just another data point. But it's just showing that this is affecting everybody, Vincent. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess back to if then else. And back in the mid '80s, I built one of those systems for a bank, and the idea was the young people didn't want to show up and put on a headset and talk to customers, you know, a small army of them. So we built this, and you can call it AI if you want, and it answered the phone in a human's voice, and it acted like a human, press one for this, press two for that. And it worked, and it's because the humans didn't want to show up. But here's, it's beyond that. Gwyneth, it's been reported on the internet, and I researched it, and it's true, that Amazon, you know, Jeff Bezos doesn't have enough money, so he sells all kinds of things, right? Well, on Amazon, their metro.co.uk website, headline, quote, Amazon is selling creepy hidden spy cameras disguised as boring home accessory, end quote. What am I talking about? Well, there's a picture of a bathroom towel rack. Okay, these are hooks where you can take a bath towel and you hang it on a knob, right? So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 8, probably 8 spots where you can hang a towel on this rack. So you get out of the shower, grab the towel right off the rack and dry off, right? Or out of the bathtub. Or maybe it's conveniently placed to monitor the activities of those who use the bathroom. Spy camera that you cannot see embedded in the towel rack that hangs on the wall. And if you don't want to have a whole rack of hooks, you can get a different kind, which is just a put the screw in the wall and have this plastic looking dual hook device. Hang that on the wall and camera in that. So where are cameras now? These are sick people. And the same kind of thing, you know, drawing quarter, hanging in public square for people who do these kinds of things. So where are these light microscopic cameras? You know, like the size of maybe the head of a pin? Smoke detectors have them.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. Buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, I want to make it perfectly clear that we at USA Preparers, including me, are not advocating breaking the law, doing anything illegal. And we're not advocating rounding up people who do these things. However, you can extrapolate this out, and you can see that this is what's going to happen. As society melts down and more people become desperate because of lawbreakers ruining their businesses and stealing from them, then eventually when society goes into full collapse, people are going to act out in a Mad Max kind of a way. It's going to happen. We're not advocating it. It just happens over and over, and all you have to do is look at history, and you'll see it over and over and over again. So here's the point. The gang comes into a store, and they wipe out the merchandise. They trash the store. They knock over the racks. It makes the 6 o'clock news, the 11 o'clock news, and the reporter stands out there with a microphone, and she says, yeah, they robbed the ABC store or the XYZ store. Yeah, I'm just making this up. And people go, yeah, I know where that is. I'm not going to go there because that gang might come back. So they don't shop there anymore. And news travels like wildfire. And people start avoiding that store and the stores associated with it and near it and on the same block and those kind of things. And pretty soon those stores can't have enough revenue to sustain their business and they go under. And these gangs, with just a couple acts of this violence, drive good, honest, decent businesses out of business. So now the family that owns those businesses is like livid. They're furious. They've lost their livelihood. They've lost their business. They probably are going to lose their house and their car and everything else. All because of a bunch of young thugs who decide they're going to have a free-for-all without thinking about the consequences. So if there were consequences and if the legal system actually punished these people for their crimes, we'd have less of it, right? But no, that doesn't happen very often. So let's go over to these cameras again. So Amazon is selling these cameras. And I'm looking at, I typed in on a search engine, DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo.com. And I went to that search engine and I typed in Amazon spy camera. I typed in spy camera. And they have these little tiny cameras, and they USB plug-in wall chargers, you know, the size of two thumbnails. Plug that in, plug in your cell phone to it, and charge it, right? Size of a die, half of a pair of dice. Little tiny camera in it. So who would ever think that a cell phone wall charger would have a camera? Okay, so, and Do you have an outlet that would look at your room? You know, kind of like a maybe a kitchen counter outlet. Perfect, right? For looking at the whole room. Then they have another one. It's a hidden Wi-Fi spy camera. It looks like a wall charger. It also has four 120-volt receptacle outlets on it and two USB chargers. It looks like something you'd stick on the wall so you could have more than two outlets in a box. You know, a standard duplex box. Camera built in. $79.99. You can get it at Amazon, you know, for those peeping Toms out there. Then smoke detectors. Little tiny hole with a camera behind the hole, so you got a smoke detector, and it videos Wi-Fi, whatever you point it at. Then a pair of glasses. Eyeglasses. Right at the nose piece, there's a little tiny hole, and it looks at whatever you're looking at. So if you want to have this spyglass camera video recorder, you can just put them on a desk and point it in the right direction, and it videos. This is nonstop. Clock radios. Things that look like cell phones. Right in the end, there's a spy camera. Even a key fob. You know, like maybe a modern car would have a key fob, and right out the end, this thing looks like a key fob. It, you know, unlock the door, panic button. Right out the end is the camera or a pen that you can put on a desk and point at the guy or gal or whatever you want to record. Who would think of this? This is nuts. Cell phone charger. You know how they have those cordless telephones and a lot of people have them? There's cordless landline type telephones. Well, the telephone set. Well, they have a charger that looks like that for a cell phone. And you put your cell phone in it. But the base of this charger looking thing is really a spy camera. Those are just a few. If you can think of putting a camera in it, and if the camera's the size of a pencil eraser, if that'll fit in there, you're good to go. You can make another version of a spy camera. That's what's happening. They're everywhere. And they come from China. And this has got to stop, Joe. It's outrageous. Arjun sent me an email. I said, you know, Vin, you're right. The more people I meet, the more I like my dog. That's what I say. Dave in California will be right with you when we come back after these top of the hour news and commercial announcements. You might want to think about what we've been talking about, class. Our society's out of control.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.